Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. 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 No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here in the United States and around the world. Renowned medical intuitive and energetic healer, Jimmy Mack returns as my special guest co-host today to offer powerful healings to callers and listeners. He can assist you with any area that needs improvement. He heals body, mind, spirit, people, places, things, pets, and situations. So do call in with your question. In addition to joining us twice per month on the first and third Wednesday, you can also tune into the Jimmy Mack Healing Show every Tuesday at noon Eastern. You can find his show at blogtalkradio.com/GoldilocksProductions3. Goldilocks is spelled GoldilocksLOCKS, Goldilocks Productions 3, and you'll get to tune in to even more fantastic sessions with Jimmy. If you are new to the show, here is how it works. If you call in, you must ensure that you are in a quiet environment free of wind, traffic, conversations, or other noises before being brought on the air. Please do not call from a car that you're driving in. Otherwise, we cannot take your call. Have a pen and paper ready, case. Ask one specific question on any situation, and if you own a pendulum, you can take that out and work with it in tandem with Jimmy. Those calling in or listening can participate in any healing Jimmy is performing on another caller. You'll do the technique standing up, facing north, with your feet hip-width apart, so please determine where north is ahead of time. Afterward, I'll offer additional insight or spiritual knowledge and will perform a mini heart clearing for you if needed. What this entails is accessing your heart chakra via remote viewing to determine the primary block that's preventing you from moving forward in harmony and balance. By calling in, I will assume I have your permission to do this as I often get started while my co-host is speaking. In the interest of time, vague and general questions are discouraged, so please be very specific. To book a private session or purchase his books and MP3s, visit Jimmy Mack Healing. We love receiving your thoughts and comments about the show, so you can email Jimmy at info@jimmymackhealing.com and you'll get some free stuff. To book a session with me, visit spiritualinsightsradio.com. On social media, you can follow us on Twitter at MyLiquidFish and at Char Spicer. If you are a Facebook user, I have rearranged my Spiritual Insights Radio page so that you can tune into each month's segments right from there. You can comment on segments if you like, but also if you want to discuss spirituality and metaphysics in a private setting, I've created a new closed group called the Spiritual Insights Radio Forum. You'll be able to interact with other listeners and invite like-minded friends to join. I'll pop in as my schedule allows. I have been working like a mad person. Well, this is our first segment with Jimmy for the year 2017, and I welcome you back, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I love it. Yeah, busy times, and I believe retrograde goes out on the 8th. So that's a good thing. Mercury retrograde will go direct. It's been a wild holiday, and most of us are thrilled to get 2016 behind us. I feel like 2017 is really going to rock. How about you?
I do. I started saying later in the month in December about how 2016 equals a 9, which is endings, and a lot of people lost loved ones or lost jobs, relationships, homes, what have you. Things just came to an end that no longer could sustain, and 2017 being a 1 year, there's new beginnings for everybody. We just have to let go of the baggage and clear our minds and hearts and get a fresh start. And whatever you want, whatever you desire, visualize it, create it, put your focus into it. And you and I and everybody on the team is going to help everybody manifest what they need. But I mentioned that we do two segments a month, but this month you won't be coming back for the second segment because you'll be someplace special. You want to tell everybody about it?
Yeah, that's live at Unity at the Villages. I mean, the address escapes me, but they can figure out more if they just email me info@jimmymackhealing.com. For those worldwide, they're going, what in the world of Villages? So it's a very large community, more in Central Florida. So, and they've invited me back, thankfully, to the Unity there. And it's really the Dowsers Unlimited group that does dowsing, and, you know, they're already halfway down the road with us, so, which is dreamy, and I mean that, you know, mentally, spiritually, obviously. So they use dowsing rods and pendulums and all that sort of thing to measure energy, and I just happen to be lucky enough to, you know, be able to change it as well and show folks easier methods for changing the energy, and so that's where we want to be. So, yeah, that's that'll be this is coming up Wednesday the 18th, and I believe it's 3 or 4 p.m., but they can look on my website. All that's posted there. So,
actually,
yeah.
I have your newsletter right here. It is January 18th at 4 p.m. It's at the Unity Spiritual Center, and that's in Fruitland Park, and you can get more information at their website, which is dowsersunlimitedfl.com, and that's W-S-E-R-S Unlimited. FL as in Florida.com, and then go to the page Unity Church New Spiritual Home. They've moved to this new location, and I understand it's fabulous.
Yeah, I heard that too. It seats a couple hundred people, so no pressure, right?
Right.
Live show. So
I know.
It should be fun. And that's in Florida, folks. So, you know, we're probably going to do some film there too. We'll see. Certainly recorded or whatnot. So,
that
would be
cool.
Good. And we just do a slideshow and get through all that as quick as we can and talk about the history of Jimmy Mack, and then as quick as I can, I migrate to getting folks up on stage and working on them live. So it's always fun.
And your topic, it says here, is changing the energy of disease, illness, and disorder, and you'll be working with people live in the room. That sounds good.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Should be a good time. Should be a good time. And you know, and I talk to you like nobody else is listening, even the it's infinite numbers of people, as we know, but people come to an awareness, or at least the belief structure of, if we're working on somebody today on relationships or getting a new job or any of those aspects, anything to do with health, if it's migraines or headache or just anything you could imagine, if you are listening and you never come on live and have the same issue, even in a replay of this broadcast, it can and will change the energy around your particular challenge, just like it would if we were working on you live. So obviously when I bring somebody up on stage live and work on arthritis, I want to work on everybody in the room, changing the energy around that so that they actually notice something later. And I've had a lot of people that when I've done the show before and they never came up on stage and like their blood pressure normalized and they were just blown away, you know. So, and I never know what we're going to get, and that's what keeps it fascinating and fun and keeps us all interested in it, because it's all spirit doing it anyway. So it's very interesting.
Hmm.
So yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that'll be great. And I'm just motoring along. And thank God Mercury's going direct again. My goodness.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, I know what I was going to say, too. I almost forgot. We've got a new audio MP3 coming out. I'll gladly send it to you, of course. And that is on, that's actually about diet, digestion, and exercise. It's a follow-up to the Ideal Weight audio MP3 that I did, and that's for people who want to lose weight. But this is more of functional diet, and digestion for the body, their body, of course, and then exercise. And it's really just a jump start to encourage them for the new year to get cranking on that. And we've got an A through Z disease and disorder type of book, similar to Louise Hay's little handbook on looking up your issue. If you had migraines, she might come up with a positive statement for that. Mine's just more in depth, and we'll have maybe some helpful hints on what you might consider taking or testing, and then pulling negative beliefs around it and then positive affirmations with it. So that's coming out as early as next week. We'll see. So I'll send those to you as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, especially since I'm looking at my new exercise bike right now. And
my father would say at least you know where it is.
Yes. Well, I had lost a significant amount of weight about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, and I need to tone up my muscles. And so that was my birthday gift this year. So I'm looking forward to that. Yes. Okay, you ready to hit the phones?
Absolutely.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The first call up is area code 347, followed by area code 561. Followed by area code 302, and then we will refresh the list as we go. Okay, so area code 347, bringing you live. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, guys. I'm Angela. I'm from New York City.
And did you say Angela? Hi. And how can we help you today, sweetheart?
Okay, guys. So I just had a seasonal job, and I'm looking for another job, but it's, like, been a particular job that I keep applying for. And it's, like, I keep getting it in a weird way, and I know the people, but I feel like the food handler's test, and I finally took it and passed it, and I'm hitting them up, and I'm hoping that I'm not being too persistent because that's the job that I really want, and I want to see if you guys can see me getting that job and just career for what's coming up for 2017.
Okay.
Okay. So stand up, face due north. Let's rock some things out.
Okay. I have my crystals and stuff with me. I have a pen and a paper.
Okay. Well, just stand up, face due north.
Okay,
you don't have to worry about pen and paper. We're going to move you around energetically, okay? So you're standing there facing due north. So you want your feet about hip width apart, as she mentioned. Going to pull you forward for yes, push you backwards for no. So just say, my name is Angela. You should feel the pull forward.
Okay, I feel a pull forward.
Nice. And if you say, my name is Nemo the fish, it's going to pull you backwards.
Nemo the fish? Okay.
Right? Awesome.
Yeah.
So for anything like this, and we're on a radio show, obviously I got to spend an hour with you on it, but getting down and dirty, kind of down to the real nitty-gritty, as my friend would say. I want you to be as the chosen or the choice instead of the option. So as far as that job goes, just keep that in your mind's eye right now, or think of that particular name of that food service company. And you can say, I'm the choice instead of the option, and let us know if you go forward, back, or in between.
I'm going forward right now. I am the choice.
And so let that... Yeah, so it's pulling you forward hard because it's bringing more in. It's going to release and pull you back to neutrality once it's done.
Okay.
And there you go. Okay? And so that's us asking Spirit to create it so that you are more the choice instead of the option. And wink, wink, between you and I, that's we want you to be chosen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's where I see that working out for you. And I don't see you as being too persistent to go back and tell them, hey, I passed my, I mean, any excuse to have an interaction with them at this point is okay. You know, hey, I passed my food service test. How you guys doing? Happy New Year, whatever. I would call, text, email, you know, not so much to make a pest out of yourself. Let it energetically be known that you are available. Okay?
Okay.
But I feel like you're going to get it in the next 2 weeks, actually, is what shows up. You have the highest probability in the next 2 weeks.
Char?
Okay. Here's what I'd like,
thank you.
Here's what I'd like to do, Angela. I just want to really kick the door open for you. So what I'd like to do is access your heart center and remove any blocks, anything. I want to magnetize the energy and extract anything that serves as a block to your expansion, stability, prosperity, or to attracting a harmonious work environment. I feel that's very important for you. Is that true?
Very, very true.
You having a little trouble with the environment?
I'm having trouble understanding life, but it's interesting because I'm very lucky, like, you know what I mean? And I've been working... But I've been feeling like I've been going so hard, and that's okay. I'm not thinking like you know, but I want to make it okay. Like, I don't want to feel like it's not okay for me to have some type of reward now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm going to go in and remove any blocks that present themselves. Here we go. As big as you can.
Okay.
Interesting. It's like a seesaw effect is what I'm looking at. It's like there's an expansion, contraction, expansion, contraction. So do you have like good luck and then it goes like you hit a plateau and then something good happens and you hit a plateau? Does that accurately describe the rhythm of the way your life is going lately?
I feel like, period, I'm always told I'm going to make it with my dreams, which is like, you know, an extension. And obviously this job is like a help because they're in the people that own the business is a part of what I'm trying to do. But, you know, I just feel like it always is, maybe it's not the time because now I'm feeling I've learned so many lessons. Like, I'm trying to be positive. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I felt like I needed to learn everything I needed to learn. And like, yeah, like I'll think I'll be able, like, yeah, I'm going to have money and stuff like that. And then I end up like, poor, but not in the mind. But then I got, like, you know, super depressed about it. But now I'm trying not to be there. I'm trying to be
okay
elsewhere. Yeah.
Try not to hold yourself back. There's, I know if you're like me, I like things to go 1, 2, 3, and I like it to be smooth. But sometimes I hold myself back from doing something until I think I'm ready for it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Presents itself to you, you're ready. And I don't want everybody to take the word ready and feel like good enough. What I mean by ready is energetically prepared. So when your energy matches that of the job or the assignment, it's a match. When you get that, you're prepared. You're energetically prepared for that. So go ahead and move forward, and you can always learn as you go if you give yourself permission to just relax into that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, now let me go in and get any blocks to stability. Go get that. Okay, good, that's gone. Blocks to prosperity. Achieving your dream. That's in the third eye. Blocks to achieving the dream. Okay. Good, got that out. Harmonious work environment. We want to attract like-minded people who are kind and loving and... There we go. Okay, and we want to attract a work environment that is supportive, not destructive or critical, overly critical and damaging. We want people who reward you with accolades, money, bonuses, and recognition. Let me throw in peace, joy, and harmony for you. Wrap it all up in a ball of excitement.
Are you supposed to feel anything?
What?
Are you supposed to feel anything? Or does it feel like a twitching? I don't know if that
sometimes
makes sense.
Sometimes you'll feel something. Some people feel heat, cold, a rush of air, different sensations. But let me see if you feel anything now. Hang on 1 second. There, it's in. Okay, let me just seal that up. Did you feel anything? Take a breath and see how your breathing is.
It's not as stopping, you know, but
yeah.
I do need to breathe better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you keep your spine straight, and when you breathe, aim. If you put your hand at the bottom of your lungs on your back, aim
okay.
for your hand as you breathe in, and you'll feel the back fill up first, and then your stomach moves, and then the top back quadrant of your lungs fills up, and the last thing to move is your chest. That's the proper way to breathe.
Okay, it's perfect.
You might just have to practice it. You just put your hand at the small of your back, just at the bottom of your lungs, and aim for your hand. Okay?
Yes.
That's especially helpful to anyone with asthma or breathing issues. When you breathe in that manner, the oxygen can get into your blood and your pulse ox will go up. Okay, so that's what I have to add. Jimmy, anything else?
No, I'm good. I'm feeling pretty good about it. That's more than enough.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I think... Because it's the new year, I know you asked a question about your prospects for the year. Because it's a 1 year and it's all about new beginnings, write it all down. Make a list of what you want and focus on it. Put your what you focus on, your energy goes to, and then you build it. And just remove any self-doubt or fear, and I think you'll be fine. I think you're going to have a good year. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
You're very
welcome. Thanks for calling.
Good luck
in.
To you. Appreciate it. Okay, area code 561, bring you live in the air. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Stacy, calling from Florida.
Hi, Stacy. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Where
Such nice
calling?
Energy.
I want to keep it that way. Last year was extremely rough and a lot of challenges, and this year it started off good, and I want to maintain it that way. But like you were telling the previous caller, I want, like, people who positive energy, mean me well, want to see me excel, you know. And I just
mm-hmm.
need to know, what do you see in regards to career and employment and finances for this year? I just want to know what the outlook will be starting off.
Well, let's change it. You know, it could be one thing now,
yeah.
but we're here to change it for you, you know. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, you want to stand up, face due north?
Uh-huh.
All right, your feet are about hip-width apart. You go by Stacy. You say, my name is Stacy, you'll feel a pull forward.
My name is Stacy.
Feel the drift forward.
Uh-oh, she dropped.
Okay.
We lost her. Let me call her back.
All right.
I have her number. I've
already
called her.
So, this is retrograde, people.
Yes. You know what? As far as the show's concerned, we didn't have too many mishaps with the retrograde. I'm impressed. Well, we didn't have too many shows either,
good.
Even the holiday.
Right.
Where'd she go? Do that again. Oh, here she is. Stacy? Oh, here we go.
She's going to go, who's calling me?
I know.
Hi, you have reached Tay
Signature
Design. Presently, we're...
Good.
Okay, well, maybe she'll call back in. She'll be at the back of the line.
We're going to send you some good stuff. Yeah. We're going to make some good stuff for you right now, regardless. So.
Okay.
I'm just doing four.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
She'll end up at the bottom, but oh well. Okay, I'm going to move on. Area code 302, you're up next, bringing you live. Welcome to the show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Liz. I'm from Delaware.
Hello, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on?
I can't hear you.
Good.
What's happening?
Oh, you can?
Oh, life is actually happening, finally.
Okay.
Right. What would you like
so
to
what's add going on? What can we change or make different for you?
Well, I don't know. How much time you got?
You got like
that's
five.
Just a joke.
It's an hour show, and there's probably a dozen people waiting behind you. So there you go. That answers that.
Well, I mean, I had a really bad year in 2016. I lost my brother and my mother within 5 days apart. I have a couple diseases going on. I have rheumatoid arthritis.
I want to, when you start telling me all these, you have a litany of things. So if you want to reach out to me, it's info@jimmymackhealing.com.
Okay.
I'll be glad to work with you off the air privately. But when you say all these things, what jumps out at me immediately, which Char excels at as well, is taking out this grief and sorrow, because to lose one of those people in a year is bad. To lose a brother and a mother, you know, that's just too much in 1 year. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So I really want to work on extracting out sorrow for you. Sorrow for me generally is lungs, so that affects your breathing and everything else going on. So, you know, if we're not getting enough good oxygen and water and food in, you know, we can expect generally to have the health issues exasperated that much more. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So stand up, face due north, and we'll move some energy around for you so you feel a little bit different. And you can just say, I feel grief and sorrow. It's going to feel like somebody's pulling you forward into the wall.
I feel grief.
Say it out loud. Grief. So, yep.
And sorrow.
You'll feel that pull forward.
I do.
Yep. And I'm going to release it, resolve it, disentangle and uncollapse it. Have her learn all the lessons she needed to from it. Release her from the service to it. Pull her straight back when you're done. Thank you. And you'll feel it pull you backwards, and it's going to release, release, release.
Yeah, I was pulled back.
Awesome. Bring you back to neutral. Okay? And so I get it. I've lost my father. I lost my brother. Drugs and alcohol, overdosing, that sort of thing. You never really get over it. You won't ever really, you know, be okay with this past year, but you eventually learn to live with it. And we want to take off that jacket of being in mourning, if you will, so that you have a higher probability of healing yourself, okay?
Yes.
And I'll hand you over to Char because she does some great heart-centered work around that loss. Okay,
thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. What I'm looking at is a fear and an almost an inability to move forward without them, like being in a new year took you away from last year, and it's painful. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to kick the door open for you. I want you to be able to take a deep breath, put one foot in front of the other, and go live your life and not live it in fear and grief and regret, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go in.
Okay.
Locks to moving forward. Grief, fear. There's a little bit of resentment. I'm being nice when I say that. Okay. Take that out. Good. Okay, there's a lot of inner crying. I'm going to clean this up.
Okay.
What worries me while I'm doing that, there's some damage to the back of this. Okay. What worries me is that your grief is so deep that it might cause actual damage to your heart muscle. Do you have any heart issues currently?
Not yet.
All right, let's prevent that. For once in my life, I want to prevent something, okay? It's always, every time I tell somebody something, they say, oh, I was diagnosed with that 2 weeks ago. I'm like, oh, okay. So we want to surround the heart muscle with light. Let me do that so that it's protected, a light protection around the heart muscle. Energy flowing freely through the heart center. You also have blocks in your throat. There are things you're not saying. It seems to family members and get that out so that you can express more freely. And there's something about money.
Can you do it in a nice way?
No, well, here's the thing. When there's a block, picture plugging up a fire hydrant, right?
Uh-huh.
And when you take the cap off the fire hydrant and all the water that's been held back gushes?
Yes.
And so picture words that when you finally open up your mouth to say something and it comes out in an outburst with anger, that's when it does damage, right?
Yes.
So when we release that energy naturally and peacefully, when you go to say something, it comes out the same way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's such a major difference. Let me see if there's anything else in there that I can do.
Make me get one of these jobs.
Oh, is that what you need? Okay. All right. There's angry sobs trapped in here. I'm going to take them out. Okay. Are you going to sleep very, very, very sad?
Every night. Not a night goes by, I don't.
Okay. I'm going to go into your third eye. Sleep is for peace. I want you to look forward to going to sleep because that's when we do our soul work, and that's also when we visit with our loved ones. Maybe we don't remember it. A lot of times it's at a vibration that's so high that we don't bring back a lot of memory of it, but it does take place. If you trust me and you believe me, I'm sure that will happen for you with your mom and your brother, okay?
Well, you know I trust you.
Okay. Well, okay, so what's up with the job thing?
I have two job interviews. One is tomorrow, and that one there is with a real estate agency for an accounting position. And then on Friday, I have another one for a collections company.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like the real estate. Jimmy, could you clear the path for her, make her the choice?
The collections is extremely weak, and the accounting one is just okay, but we're going to make it a lot stronger for you right now. If you're standing there, I'm just going to change it real quick.
Okay.
If you want to stand up, you'll feel the pull forward. It's going to pull you forward really hard. And then bring you back to neutral once it's done. And that's just us shifting the energy around it. We also want to create it so that you're the choice instead of the option. And then it'll bring you back to neutral. And it's done.
Thank you.
And also I think, you know, going into that job and working that job is going to do a world of good, because you're not going to sit there and cry and puddle all day with them being around. So it's fine to grieve, and there's a time and a place for everything, but that will actually allow you some higher functioning level, because you're not going to have time to grieve because you're doing accounting. Does that make sense?
Yes. It'll keep my mind occupied.
That's going to do an incredible amount to help you out. It's going to help you out a great deal. So we're going to pray that you get that as well. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good luck, and I'm going to put you on hold so you can continue to listen, whatever you want to do, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Excellent. Okay, let's refresh the list. Up next, area code 505, followed by area code 407. That's in my neck of the woods. Area code 509, and we'll see how much time we have after that. Area code 505, bringing you live on the air. Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from New Mexico. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How can we help you?
Hi. Yes, I would like to have some energy refreshing my thyroid. It's has been a little sluggish from time to time, and I would like to experience some energy in that area.
Stand up. Stand up. Face due north, Patricia.
Yes.
And you can just say that. I have a sluggish thyroid. It's going to pull you forward to yes. You'll feel the pull.
I have a sluggish thyroid. It pulled me. I'm like swaying back and forth.
Yeah, we're already taking it out for you. It's going to pull you back when it leaves.
Okay. It's really quick. It pushed me forward and back quick.
I love hearing that. I can slow it down if you want to go slower.
Yeah.
So now if you say, I have a sluggish thyroid, it's going to pull you direct backwards, okay?
I have a sluggish thyroid. It pulled me forward.
Yeah. Well, we're finding more pieces of it, that's all. That's your belief thing. Actually, belief thing, no, you feel as if you do. It's gone, actually, but you feel as if you still have it. So that's the level which we're at right now on that. So belief thing, no, and feel, it's feel. So we're going to release it, resolve it, delete and erase it, disentangle it all out now, have her learn all the lessons she needed to from sluggish thyroid, release her from the service to it, and it's going to pull, pull, pull until it pulls you back.
Oh, my goodness, I'm almost falling. As
yep.
you were speaking, I was like going back, back, back. Okay,
love it.
Sorry.
It's going to bring you back to neutrality.
Okay.
And we'll say it again. I have a sluggish thyroid, and it should pull you straight back now.
I have a sluggish thyroid. Oh, my goodness. I'm almost falling backwards. Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's just that I'm excited that this is working.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I just want to make sure you can hear me, and we're good. So.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. There you go,
awesome.
Char.
Awesome.
Well,
thank you.
That seems. I just want to add. If you want to change, your thyroid, you must first change your mind. Well, that seems taken care of. Is there anything else I can work on for you?
Well,
money, peace, love.
Well, The immediate thing that's coming to mind is I would like to clear the energy from a sister I have. Her name starts with an R, and a brother that his name starts with an E. And every time I think about them or be around them, a lot of negative energy surrounds me, and
okay.
I would like to clear that energy. I'm starting to distance myself from them so I don't take on that energy, but I would
okay.
like that energy to be away from me.
All right. This is karmic. This is from past lives. Let me go in.
Okay.
I'm going to go for your sister first.
Okay.
R. Yeah. Let me see if he was there. He was more peripheral. He was more like a bystander in this lifetime where you are, you were in France with her. The year is 1710, and this time period was 1710 to 1719. This feels like a marriage.
Oh.
And you were controlled by her.
Oh, she. Yeah, she's
you were,
very controlling.
You were the woman, she was the man. Very controlling. And in that lifetime, very sadistic. Mean streak. Just
oh, yeah.
a real mean streak. Okay, I'm going to disconnect this.
Thank you.
To let that energy dissipate. Okay, take a deep breath, please. Okay, repeat after me. I release all karma with respect to my sister in any lifetime across all time and space.
I release, I forget the words, but I release
That's okay.
my karma.
I release
energy
all karma.
With my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I relieve all karma with respect to my sister from all lifetimes.
Big. That's fine. And just say, I forgive her. I forgive myself.
I forgive her and I forgive myself.
And I am free. It's about freedom.
I'm free. Yes, yes, that's what I desire, freedom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. You did it. All right, now I can take the cord out. What I'm looking at is cord so that you get the visual. Picture a cord between the souls in two different lifetimes. Just all that energy can still impact you in this lifetime because there's unresolved issues where I think you died in that lifetime. I think you killed yourself to get away from them. Oh, yeah. Suicide. You committed suicide to get away from this sadistic husband who is now your loving sister. Okay. And the soul was very angry at this because you couldn't control it. Make sense?
Yeah.
Now, how does your sister reflect this? Does she try to manipulate you? Is she a manipulator?
She's very controlling, manipulative. She's very jealous of me. She just very, I could feel her psychic energy on me, even though
yeah.
I have not been around her for over 10 years.
Okay. I'm going to put a bubble of protection around you, and
Thank
she
you.
Won't be able to do that. Let me go into the brother. Hang on. He was peripheral. I'm going to go back to the same lifetime or no? Let me see. No, different lifetime. This is in 1842, Germany.
Mm.
Brother, military. You were at odds. You were in the same what squadron. I don't know how to speak military. You were at odds with each other, and he was very competitive. Where your sister is jealous and manipulative, your brother was competitive in that lifetime. And tried to sabotage your upward advancement in the military in Germany.
That makes sense.
Does this reflect your brother's attitude in this life, or is he doing the opposite?
Oh, no. He's very competitive with me. In fact, just not too long ago, I think he manipulated me. Well, I know he manipulated me. And trying to always pull me behind whenever I'm
and make you look bad.
Very positive. Yeah, he brings my energy down, and he knows it.
Okay.
Because he knows that I'm on a spiritual path,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And he brings it down.
Okay, I'm taking his out too. Hang on.
Thank you.
Okay, that's gone. Same thing, I release all karma with my brother. Blanket statement.
I release all karma with my brother and all I've
Perfect.
Seen.
Okay, that's gone. Okay, now I'm going to go for etheric strings in your back. We got your sister. Where's mom?
She's passed away.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
With that?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
She comes to me in my dreams. Yeah.
Okay,
dreams.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Love
I'm
it.
Taking brother. I'm taking brother and sister out.
Yeah.
Where's dad?
He's alive. He's very elderly. And I have a very good relationship with him. My sister is actually was jealous of my relationship with my father.
Okay.
Even though I've tried to, you know, lay low.
I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute, about the lay and low business, but I want to clear up your understanding of this. Do you see how I said in that past life she was controlling and manipulative and you committed suicide and she couldn't control it? At soul level, she doesn't want to see you with another man. But doesn't understand father or daughter, it's almost like this husband from the past life sees you with another man. Does that make sense? That's why she's so jealous of your relationship with your dad. It's not that she doesn't want a relationship with him. She doesn't want you to have a relationship with him.
Yeah, I sense that very much
mm-hmm.
so. Yes,
this is very
absolutely.
Thick. Okay, I'm getting rid of this energy so she can't impact you. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, heal that up. All right, now I'm snipping the brother. No more competition and tripping you up. Now I'm going to put the bubble around you. It's just bright white light. You might feel something. You might not.
Okay. Beautiful.
Okay, it's filling up into your head now, down into your legs and arms. Okay, and down and around. It fills your entire etheric body and then goes up through the crown and then down and around you like a fountain and then connects at the bottom and puts a bubble. Let me just test it real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm looking at is picture a bubble of light around you, and now I see these little arrows coming at you, and they're bouncing off it. So you should be good. You just want to support this. There is a document on my website, and that's spiritualinsightsradio.com. Download the document. It's in the free downloads, and it's in the heart clearing section. It's got prayers in there for protection from negative people. That was given to me by Jesus. These are prayers that you can say to reinforce and support this bubble of protection so that these negative people or negative thought forms, even jealousy, like if your sister thinks about you,
mm-hmm.
it's getting to you. Say that prayer and this will keep you in that buffer, okay? So she can't siphon your energy or impact you, okay?
Okay.
Love it.
Well, good luck to you.
Yeah.
You're a real pleasure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thank you so much. You've made my whole year. I bless you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hey, reach out if we can help you in any way, honey. And if you email me info@jimmymackhealing.com, I would have you take a bunch of different supplements for thyroid, sluggish thyroid. I don't sell product, but I sure recommend some stuff for you, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Thanks for calling in.
Blessings. Bye.
Take care. Wow, good stuff. Okay, area code 407, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where are you in my area?
Hi, Charlotte. This is Lori. I'm in Orlando and enjoying the show. And I'm kind of cheating.
Thanks.
I'm taking everybody else's energy and sitting up there and doing it over and over again. I don't know if that's allowed, but hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's great. That's why I said in the intro, you can stand up and participate with every other healing that Jimmy does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that what I'm doing will affect everybody because I'm zeroing in on that one person remotely. But yes, absolutely. Every show, stand up and do the healings. And if you own a pendulum, how would she work with the pendulum? Just hold it, Jimmy, and see if it goes forward or what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if she's got a pendulum right now?
No, I wish I did.
Okay, yeah, if you did, I have people running down the highway. I don't even want to know their yeses or nos. Generally, they'll have their own pattern for yes or no. And all I'm going to do is change the energy for them. They can actually watch it go from yes to no or no to yes. So what's going on with you?
I am an artist, kind of a closet artist, but I do have a lot of things published out there. The problem is I'm dealing with a lot of jealousy and people who don't want me to get paid for my art, and I don't want to accept that as my truth. I'm not going to be shy anymore. I'm going to own it. I enjoy writing, and I want to get paid for it. I could do it all day, so might as well make a living doing it.
Yeah, I don't know that you're not really set up for that right now, but we're going to change it for you. So if you stand up and face due north, you can just say it's safe and comfortable to make money on my art and see if you go forward, back, or in between.
I'm comfortable to make money on my art. Forward, almost falling to the floor.
Love it. Okay, good. And it's safe and comfortable to just be me?
I choose to be comfortable to just be me. Forward.
Love it. Okay. And I would make 2017 your breakout year to own it, to make more money with your art, all of that. When I ask Spirit for you, well, let's see. Receiving, deserving, worthy. Actually, you feel worthy, but you don't feel that it's safe and comfortable to receive or that you're deserving of it. So those will be weaknesses. And while I'm saying it, you're going to feel a pull backwards.
Yes.
And then I'm going to change all those to positive yes. It's going to pull you forward when they come in.
Okay.
Now you'll feel the pull forward, and that's receiving, deserving, and worthy, making money on her art. Open to all possibilities here and now.
I receive it.
Yeah, now it's going to pull you straight forward.
Oh, my feet and my hips are going down.
Feel that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. That's bound to help us. Sometimes it gets emotional, I know. So, but we changed a bunch of things, honey, that'll help you out a great deal. Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Awesome. You're welcome. You're our neighbor, so I'm out of Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa area, and Char's just out of Orlando area, too. Char?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I found something very interesting, Lori, and I really want to help you with this because I know what it's like for people to not want to pay you. I've even had people say it to my face, like, yeah, I want you to work. I just don't want to pay you. And it's very confounding. What I found was I was trapped between, and it's very difficult, trapped between a fear of success and a fear of failure.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. That's twice as hard because they're like bookends, and it keeps you stuck. So you have all these great visions, and then you have all this creative impulse and intuitive, inspired ideas, and you try to move forward, and it feels like you hit an invisible wall, right?
Yeah.
And then there's the jealousy around you, and that compounds the problem. Here's the thing.
Well, that's how it all started. Yeah. That's how it all started. I volunteered and did some stuff for free. It blew up, and the jealousy's followed me ever since.
Exactly. Okay. So here's what I want to do. I want to neutralize the fear of failure and fear of success, but I have to tell you what it is first. Fear of failure, so that you understand it. When you recognize and understand it, then you can acknowledge it and release it. Make sense? Okay. Yeah. Well, a fear of failure is a fear of disappointing others. It's like if you get something going and it doesn't take off, then you're embarrassed in the eyes of others. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because you didn't meet whatever expectations or you exceeded whatever. Fear of success is a fear of not meeting your own expectations. Like, what if it does take off? Can you sustain it? So, like I said about energetic preparedness, when you raise your vibration to match that goal, you can sustain easily, and it will be smooth and harmonious. And if an issue arises, you handle it lovingly and get past it. So I want to neutralize that first, and neutralizing fear of failure and success. Fear of failure, fear of success. Okay. Have you listened to the show very long, Lori?
I have. I've listened to you, and I've gotten one or two healings from you before.
Oh, okay. Did you hear the segment with Mother Mary when she blew me away? She said about being a gift. I want to say the same thing to you because it's like I can feel her in my head. In your heart center, I see blocks to self-acceptance. I do feel that you're overly compassionate towards others. Like, mm-hmm. you feel that you're gifted, but you feel lucky, and then you feel bad for others if you excel beyond where they are. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it comes from childhood. My mother took everything out of my hand from me. It comes from childhood. I'm like the previous caller. Got a lot of karma with a mother and a brother. Same thing.
Okay. I'm going to go in and take that out because that's your main block. Hang on. Now, this affected your worthiness. And Jimmy worked on that. So what I'm going to do is piggyback with Jimmy. I don't want to do anything that's unnecessary because Jimmy just did really good work on that. Let me see what I'm looking for here. Okay, yeah, here's the thing. With the compassion, it's really not compassion, it's pity for others. Where it feels like compassion, but it's pity. And let me put it this way. When we feel empathetic towards other people, we can feel their pain, you know, and we empathize with what they're going through. That's one thing. But I want to use the word sympathy. Sympathy is a mixture of empathy and self-pity. So you feel pity towards people that if you go up higher, that they're going to feel bad about themselves. What happens when you do really good work and when all the jealousy started, when people really saw how great you are with this and how great you are as a person and you have a bright light that shines, that made them reevaluate themselves, and they didn't like what they saw. So that's where the jealousy and the undermining and the attacks come from. Make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm taking that out. There it is. I got it. I wanted to get the absolute lowest layer of what was blocking self-acceptance, and I just saw the bright pink flash. It's there. You can access it. You'll feel changes in the way you think, the way you feel. You're not going to worry so much about what other people think. Ease into this, allow it to happen, allow it to embrace you. And I want to say what Mother said, and I want to say gifts are not luck. You were not lucky to get these gifts, these talents, and that big heart of yours. You are the gift. Art is your support. Make sense?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Listen to that segment again where she told me it's like yoga, and she said, you are the gift. The radio show supports the gift. You don't support the radio show, right?
I remember that show. You know what? I remember that show because the light here in my office is the same color when I closed my eyes and you said those words.
Oh. Well, go back and listen to, I don't remember which one. I think it was either October. Might have been the October one. October or December. Either way, that is the case with you, I feel, that you are it's almost like taking your eggs and putting them in other baskets. It's kind of like separating pieces of yourself and keeping them from interacting. You want to reintegrate all of your skills, your gifts, your talents, your ideas, and pull it in and just feel that excitement for what you can do. And just, you know what, take off running and put your arms out and fly and don't worry about who you're leaving behind or how they feel about themselves. That's out of your control. How people feel about themselves when they compare themselves to you. Make sense?
Thank you. That really unopened a locked door because I couldn't quite understand. I couldn't grasp what it was because I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, it's all about me. No, anytime people have a reaction towards you, they're reacting to something from within.
Exactly. Wow. Their perceptions of you are a reflection of themselves. Your reaction to them is about your awareness. So how you react, if you shy away and try to hide your light under a bushel, which you don't want to do anymore, oh, yeah, I had to get back to that. You know, when we do that and we try not to be who we are because of the way others behave, it's like saying God gave us these wonderful gifts and we're telling God, never mind, somebody else might have better use for it. I'm good, you know, and you're denying God, basically, and it makes you feel guilty. This is why you feel so coiled up and like you just want to break out of whatever is binding you. So say yes. Say yes to the light. Say yes to your gifts. And say yes to a future of, I want to say a future of wonder where you get to, I think this year it'll be, I wonder how this will transpire. And then you just open up your heart and then watch as everything comes to you and falls into place and supports this desire to channel the art that God is giving you. Nothing that you create is of your intellect. You're channeling it from spirit and they want you to do it. So when you say yes, they're going to sing hallelujah. Believe me. You know?
Yeah, I do know. I've been writing for many years. Even before I could write, I was writing. Before I understood what the words were, I was writing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't me, and I know it's not me. Like all of us, we're just vessels for our purpose.
Yes, and you can go back to that. Do the automatic writing and see what comes through if you need guidance or call one of us and we'll help you, of course. But I think you and everybody can look forward to a very vastly different year this year. You know,
well,
Jimmy, anything to add or any comments you'd like to offer?
Nope. That's great. No, I love it. You know, it just, you got to be safe and comfortable making money on this, because for eons we're like, well, this is play and this is my art and I'm having trouble, you know, separating from it or giving it to somebody else for any amount of money. It's like we want to keep everything in the house, right? And you got to find that fine line between, yeah, this is my art and I created it, but if I sell it to this person, it'll be enjoyed by more people than if it were sitting here in my closet. So, and that applies to books and writing and all that we do. I can never read my stuff without wanting to rewrite the whole page I'm looking at, so. And I'm sure you can look at any artwork you do and you go, man, if I could only put more purple in there, you know, it's just, that's part of life. So we take pictures at the time or we frame it out and boom, that's where it's going just then. So,
that's what I do.
Yeah.
Is I write. That's my art is I write.
Yeah.
And I do have it published and it is getting, I guess, redistributed. I want pay for it because people that are redistributing it are getting paid for it. I want to be the one who's getting paid for it. That'll give me more energy to put more out there.
Mm-hmm. You can make it happen. Make it happen. Path is clear. Wish you a lot of luck, Lori, and I appreciate
you
calling in, neighbor.
Appreciate your show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have. Sorry we didn't get to everybody, but we got to as many as we could. As always, just try again next month. You might want to call in a little early to get into the lineup. Jimmy, first show of the year with you. It's going to be a blast. I can feel it.
Love it. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I'm excited about it. 2017 should rock.
Me too. I know I have a lot going on. And I look forward to, you know, really getting into great shape and all that good stuff. And
absolutely.
Just seeing what spirit brings. And I'm blessed. I'm very
always
blessed.
Fun.
And I appreciate you. And, of course, as always, I love working with you. And I will talk to you very soon. And enjoy your time in the villages. I'll miss you. But I know I have
you
to share you with everybody else.
Sweet of you. Thank you, love. We enjoyed
you're welcome.
It when you're a blessing to bring it out to the world. And that's what this is about. So
yeah.
Love it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, and tell our mutual friends I said hello, okay?
Thanks, love.
All right, dear. Take care. All right, everybody. If you would like a private session with Jimmy, visit JimmyMacHealing.com. You can also purchase his books, MP3s, his latest releases. Listen to his show at Goldilocks Productions 3, Goldilocks with a Y. If you'd like a full session with me, visit SpiritualInsightsRadio.com to learn more about the technique, how long it actually takes, and get in touch with me. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much. Until next time, God bless and be at peace.